Welcome back to the Shift with Beth podcast. I'm your host, Beth Schild, and this is episode 4, Breathwork, the superpower you didn't know you had. Today, we're talking about breathwork. And this is one of those topics that's really close to my heart because breathwork didn't just become a part of my work. It became part of how I survived one of the hardest seasons of my life. And before I ever became a facilitator, before I ever got trained, breathwork found me at a time when I really needed it. And so I want to start by telling that story because it's just so profound for me. Back in 2021, I had just become a coach, and I was also going through one of the hardest times in my marriage. We had decided to separate for the summer, and I mean, that was just devastating in ways I can't even fully explain. And after that, without sharing too much, it was the end of the summer, and I had gotten some news that was not what I wanted to hear. And I had connected with a business coach online at that time who was hosting a retreat in Idyllwild, California, which I had never heard of, and which was close. It's right by Palm Springs. There's this beautiful mountain town that my whole life I've never known was there. And I had never worked with this coach before. I did not know a soul who was going. I had never done anything like this, but I had this really strong intuitive feeling that I was supposed to go. And so I did. And I remember driving there and going through one of the most traumatic seasons of my life and just hoping that I could like get through the retreat and try to hold myself together. And I feel like I was doing that really well on the outside. But really internally, I was not okay at all. And so the first night I got there, we all met for dinner. And I remember feeling something that shocked my nervous system. I felt safe around men, around women. I felt respected. I felt grounded. But the most alarming part to me was just being around conscious men. It felt really, really amazing because it felt safe and it felt unfamiliar in a way, but in talking with these people who I had no idea who anyone was, it was that feeling of like, these are my people. Felt like belonging. I felt seen, and it was just a beautiful experience to feel that during a time where everything else was a lot of chaos. So the next morning, the very first thing we did was breath work. And there was like a men's cabin and a women's cabin. And then there was like the retreat host cabin. And just set in the woods, just so beautiful outside, laying out yoga mats. And they say, we're going to start with some breath work. And I had heard of it, but I didn't really know what to expect. And so we laying down these yoga mats. They say they're going to play a recording and by Wim Hof, who I also had not heard of. So Wim Hof, if you haven't heard of him, he's kind of the guy that stays in the ice for like ever, ice cold ice water, for he's known for cold plunging, ice baths, breath work. And we just followed this breathing recording. And pretty quickly, I started feeling something in my body. Like my hands were getting really tight, like the lot that you call them lobster claws. My arms were so super stiff. I was having tingling. And when we went into the breath holds, it felt like I was almost having an out of body experience. And I remember thinking, am I okay? Like, is something wrong with me because of the visceral response in my body? And mind you, no one explained what breath work was before this or what to expect. So I had no idea. But I just trusted it. I just decided to trust it. And I had several emotional releases. I just remember tears streaming down my face. And it wasn't the kind of crying where you're replaying a story in your head, or it was like something deeper within me, like my body was letting go of something that it had been holding. And this recording, I think it was like 15 minutes. And we came out of it and I just was like, okay, what did I get myself into on this retreat? The retreat ended up being incredible. It's called a holistic business retreat. And the people that I met there are still so close to my heart, many of them. And it was just a completely transformative experience for me. I didn't have to hold it together. I had so much support. And learned so much, and it's the reason that I wanted to host my own retreats, and I have. And it was just incredible. So after that retreat, bringing it back to breath work, I kept doing that Wim Hof recording at home a couple times a week because I liked breath work. But I also noticed that sometimes I felt too exhausted to do it, or like my nervous system couldn't really handle it, which I understand now, but I didn't really understand then. I was like, why can't my body do this? So breath work is a little bit in my life, but it wasn't the center of it yet. So then January 3rd, 2022 happened. That morning, I got a call from my brother Steve telling me that my older brother Jim had passed away. And this was shocking to me. Jim had battled a meth addiction on and off for over 20 years, but he had been clean for 5 years and he was doing better than ever. He was healthy. He had a great job. He was living with my parents, but he was thriving and very much in our lives in the most loving way. What we didn't know was that he had had a relapse a few days before that. My mom didn't tell the family because she was trying to protect him and keep him safe. And usually these relapses last for a couple of days and he doesn't sleep and he just kind of stays outside. And my mom was just kind of trying to ride the wave. She didn't want to concern any of us. So when Jim was high, he would become paranoid and he would think he needed to protect the house. And so that morning, he ended up in a neighbor's yard early. And this was when my mom called my brother Steve to let him know that Jim had relapsed and she was worried because she couldn't find him. And so Steve came to help look for Jim. And he was in my parents' driveway and he saw a police officer. And so he told the officer, "Hey, I think you might be looking for my brother, Jim. He's high, but he's not violent." And the officer asked for his name, his date of birth, and my brother gave it to him. And within just a couple minutes, they had shot and killed my brother 5 times. And right in the street in front of my parents' home. So he had just jumped into a neighbor's yard in the dark. It was early. The neighbors all knew my brother and loved him, but it was dark and they didn't know who was in their yard at 7 a.m. and they called the police. When I arrived, my brother's body was still in the street and they didn't remove him until later that evening. It was traumatic in ways that I don't fully have words for. And also at the same time, things in my marriage were completely falling apart. So the amount of stress I was carrying in my body was just enormous. And the loss of my brother in this way after all these years was excruciating for our family. Not long after that, just a few weeks later, I went to an in-person breathwork session at a place that I had been going to for cold plunges and sauna. And it was just a really peaceful place for me to go, for me to try to get out of my head and just regulate my nervous system and really just survive. And I didn't go in with a big intention. I just needed to get out once again of my head. And about 20 minutes into the breathing, we went into a breath hold, and your body's in this state of energy flowing and moving. And all of a sudden, I saw Jim. And when I say that, it's, through the third eye, the center of your forehead, where you dream, where you imagine. We have an energy center called the third eye. And it shocked me because I wasn't trying to connect with him. I didn't know that was a thing or possible. And he was in the ocean. He was a surfer and he was in the ocean and he was happy. And he said, "Beth, I'm okay. I'm at peace. I couldn't help you and support you on earth, but I'm going to help you from the other side." And I still get chills every time I tell this story because at that time in my life, I wasn't really spiritually open. I had left the religion I grew up in a few years before. I didn't know what I believed anymore. I felt very disconnected from myself, from God. And honestly, I was angry at the universe. Like, what is happening? It felt like my life was just like burning to the ground. So this wasn't something I was expecting or even open to imagining, but it happened and it was very real for me. And he told me I needed to let go. And at that time, I didn't want to let go. And the truth is, it took me about 6 more months before I finally was able to file for divorce. I had more lessons and pain that I needed to walk through. But that session changed something in me. I realized the power of our breath. I realized the way it could connect me to my intuition, to my brother, to myself. And I kept going back. And it was the most beautiful healing experience. I kept receiving guidance that gave me courage that I don't think I had on my own. And I would can be able to connect with him in ways that it's just like you just can't make this stuff up. It was incredible to feel so close to him. I still do. I still connect with him a lot. But during this time period where I was having such a hard time choosing myself, I needed that support from him. And I am so grateful for the power of breath work and what's possible. And without that support, I honestly don't know if I would have been able to choose myself when I finally did. What breath work also gave me was access to my own inner knowing again. After leaving my religion, I doubted everything. I didn't know what I believed. I didn't know if I could trust myself. I didn't, I've again had this kind of like confusing anger feeling about any kind of spirituality. But breath work brought me back to my own sense of divinity, my own truth, my own connection. And I stopped outsourcing my knowing to anyone else. And that was so incredibly empowering. Breath work became an anchor for me during the divorce. Whenever I couldn't get out of my head, whenever I couldn't feel safe, I could breathe and I could reconnect to my body and my intuition. So one day, a few months after this, I saw an online breath work certification program called Pause. And it was one of those instant yes moments. Like the program was starting in a week. I had never heard of them before, but I knew that I wanted to learn this work, this like sacred work, so that I could share it with other people. And so I scheduled a call, I got on it, and I signed up right there. And looking back now, I'm honestly in awe of what I was able to learn and build while my personal life was in complete chaos. But at the same time, of course, it was perfect. It was divinely timed. The universe always knows what it's doing. And by building my business during that time, it truly saved me, gave me something to focus on, something to grow towards. And that's also why I became trauma-informed and why I went into somatic work. It wasn't random. It was exactly what I needed and what my future clients would need as well. And when I started, when I decided to be a life coach, I was like, I want to be the best life coach that I can be. And I feel like the universe was like, okay, let me burn your life to the ground and let's go through a lot of trauma so that you can really relate to everyone. And that's what happened. Like, I'm laughing about it, but you know, it really was all so perfect. And I'm so grateful for all of it. And so I started using breath work in my coaching sessions and my clients loved it. And I'll be honest, at first I had massive imposter syndrome and it was really uncomfortable. As you start to learn to facilitate, of course, when you're learning something new and you know, you question yourself, like, who am I to do this? And I had this idea that breath work facilitators were supposed to be like spiritual, super woo-woo, and that just wasn't how I saw myself. But none of that mattered. What mattered was that people were healing, connecting, and trusting themselves more and having these incredible experiences. And I just love this part of the work. So let's talk about what breath work really does. Most of us are living in our thinking brain almost all the time, like over 90% of the time. But we also have brains in our heart and in our gut. They have neurons there too. And when we live only in our thinking brain, we lose access to our heart, to our intuition, our emotional intelligence, to our deeper knowing. So breath work helps you move out of the thinking brain and into coherence with your heart and your gut. And that's where awareness comes from. That's where intuition comes from. People will get what I call downloads, insights, realizations, clarity about something in their life that doesn't feel safe anymore. Maybe a belief that's been holding them back. And in the breath work that I facilitate, we do two different types of breath holds. One is you hold your breath at the top. It's very expansive and powerful, and you open your heart. And then the other one's a bottom hold where you push all your air out and then you hold without air at the bottom. And this is more of a grounded and safe feeling in the body. And during those, I'll guide people to connect with parts of themselves. Their more confident self, their higher self, even their inner critic, so they can see that voice as a part of them and not who they are. We practice internal validation. What do you need to hear right now that you keep hoping someone else will say? And we say those things into the body. And this is how we start healing the need for external validation. And then I also often invite connection with a loved one who's passed or a guide if that resonates for the person. And so many people tell me afterward that they felt a grandmother, a parent, or someone supporting them. Sometimes people see colors, they feel emotion move, they feel calm, they feel safe, they feel trust again. But I feel like the biggest thing people leave with is awareness. Awareness of something that they really couldn't have been aware of if they had dropped into the body and quieted the mind. Awareness changes everything. So in the next episode, I'm actually going to guide you through a short breath work and inner child experience so you can try this yourself in a really gentle and accessible way. And if you want to go deeper, I also have a breathwork membership where we meet twice a month. And if you can't make it live, you get the recordings, which are so powerful. I also facilitate on retreats. I do in-person events when I can, and I work with leadership teams and businesses where we tailor the experience to things like confidence or burnout or trust or connection. It really gets to be whatever the need is for wherever I'm facilitating. Like I did the Diamondbacks a few months back, and that was a really cool experience, and they needed something completely different. So there's so many types of breath work. There's so many facilitators, and I don't really even think it matters. Like, what's the most important thing? I think if you're thinking about starting a breathwork journey or you want to try it, is who do you feel pulled to do it with? And trust that. So thank you so much for being here, for letting me share my story about breathwork and how it gave me back my intuition, my empowerment. It helped me process so much pain and grief. It helped me find the courage when I felt completely broken. And just the most beautiful part is it's your own breath. You truly already have everything you need inside of you. Sometimes you just need a way to access it. I'm so grateful you were here with me today, and I'll see you in the next episode where we'll actually breathe together.